There we go. That's a good hour and a smidge.
Nice.
Yes, lovely.
Yes, but I think that if anyone needs another beverage, it is nice or and warm break. Today.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
And we can...
Okay, that makes so much more sense.
My ears are sweating.
But that's why I took mine off. I'm like, ow. The Mockingbird Lane thing, people were talking about, you know, a new Munsters show.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, it's a Munsters movie. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, it's not
a Munsters
movie.
Fan. But
yeah.
I was like, what? How did I miss this?
Yeah, so it's modern, but yet they still have a lot of the same elements. But they're just sort of in more modern situations.
Who's playing her?
Looks really
Munster?
Cool. Jerry O'Connell.
Wait, Jerry O'Connell?
Or Connor?
No, Connell.
Connell.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? It's
oh
such a weird
God.
Casting choice. But they're not doing it like the Frankenstein. He doesn't look Frankenstein-y. He just has stitching along his neck and along his wrists.
Okay,
but
so
otherwise his head looks normal and...
It's not like an Abbott and Costello Frankenstein. It's just more of a
right.
modernish
Frankensteined, yes,
yeah.
person.
Yeah.
Dude, I watched Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein the other day. That's such a great movie.
Right now I'm working on converting over all of my movies to digital just so I can dump them off at Cheapo and just be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first ones I actually did was Dave.
Oh, jeez.
I love that movie.
It's a classic one.
He's the one that has another one that looks exactly like him, if I'm thinking of the right guy. Because isn't the O'Connell brothers where there's like two that look so identical or very close to identical? They're almost Baldwin-esque.
I was going to say, the Baldwins are the ones that look like carbon copies of each other.
I don't know about Drake O'Connell having a brother.
Is it J-E-R-R-Y?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry. Apostrophe?
Mm-hmm.
C-O-N-A-E-L.
Okay, he was in it. Here. That guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's
yeah,
dashing looking.
To cooperate. Well,
yeah.
I was thinking it would be cool if the guy from, who played the janitor on Scrubs would be.
Yeah, following more of,
the traditional route,
yes.
because he already does look like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I think they even made a joke
that was along yep. those same lines.
They did.
Saying that he was Lurch. No,
yeah,
they
call him
Lurch. It was Adam's family, not Munsters.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that guy's name? Because I was obsessed with him for a while.
Oh, shit.
Because he had his own sitcom for a
he
bit.
Still does.
I think it's still going.
Done. I thought it got picked up for another season.
But it wasn't my...
That tall guy. He was in Mean Girls.
Yeah.
He was the dad.
Producer Katie, look up the janitor from Scrubs, would you please?
Or the dad from Mean Girls.
Patrick?
No.
No. Michael?
No. Short. First name, I think.
Mike.
Sorry.
Pat. Jeb. I do need to get a new linen shirt for Renfest if I'm going to go as the pickle vendor.
I can't believe you guys have already done 44 episodes.
Yeah,
that's,
it's. I mean, we started last September, and I think we've only taken 3 or 4 weeks off overall. Mm-hmm. I'd say 3.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is we should totally record one up at the lake. Get Tone on there.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Neil Flynn.
What?
Will Flynn.
Neil
Flynn. Okay.
Neil Flynn.
Yep.
This is one of those first names that you don't think of right away.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris.
I'm trying to figure out logistics of taping out at Fest.
Your shit would get so messed up.
No, I'm talking about, like...
Doing the microphone?
Bringing the thing that attaches to my iPhone that wasn't the one that I gave to Adam,
it's
but
still,
a better one.
It's still going to get super scratchy. Just
but it's also going to be indoors at an event that goes on after the gates have closed.
Oh, okay.
That's as far as I've gotten, is I know that I'm going to try to do a couple songs. Like, I'll get the Revelers doing stuff, and I'll get Dick Contu's doing stuff, since Jen and Dan have also been on the show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's this dinner-ish, dancing-ish thing that goes on in whatever that dining hall is. And what's the thing that Posh is in? Could be in?
Posh Spice?
Posh. No,
yes,
posh
place.
As in revelers.
Oh,
posh.
Bad manner.
Bad manner. Yeah. So it's contained, at least in terms of sound, so it won't echo too much.
I'm aware.
What are you talking about?
Logistics of taping out there.
Were you actually a pickle vendor?
Well,
I was a pickle vendor, and I also worked at Wax Hands, and I was, for one of the few seasons that they had duelists, I got to be a duelist for a duel.
I have
a few, sir.
Sorry, my family's good name.
And Steph, and then the death wagon would come around, you get tossed on, get dragged around, cycle up your costume, go back out. I only did that for...
So need to
like, did you do actual fencing? I don't think I ever saw the doors.
It was
basically
it was the click switch because it wasn't fencing. We had those big chunks of metal swords.
Put them
blunted
to her to say which one.
It was fun. I like the
yeah.
And the Wax Hands was fun because
we
basically,
thing where we came at posh and we chat with people
was,
for a second about what's been going on.
I
and
went
then
up
here's
the
a song from the contest, and then here's a song
that's and like I was at and I was
and
a butcher.
So then you get that live feel,
so,
and if you guys want something to post on the Revelers site,
I worked
and, you know, live recording of
in the games like
as a
barker,
oh,
basically
sort of
for the Rising Games for summer.
It
was really fun. And then I was doing belly dancing when we lived here before.
Yes.
And so I got to dance during the Silk Road weekend.
Nice.
And that was cool.
Last,
this has been a presentation.
Last year, we went out there, and I went out there with my buddy Hunter, who was Adams and my boss at the Halloween shop, who used to be a professional, or a semi-pro baseball pitcher, and he went to the tomato stand. And
Whoa.
Winged the dude good in the face. I was like,
ouch.
Oh, 2 points to you, sir. Because
I didn't know he used to be a baseball pitcher.
Yeah. He played in college. He played for St. Cloud State. He was their like starting pitcher or something like that.
Oh,
and then he got away from it.
Ouch.
I would never expect
that. Yeah, that's one of the last things I'd pick for him.
That really hurt.
He was pretty... It was funny because it was like the first couple were like splash, splash. And like one just went whing, and he's like... And like the guy froze for a second and looked back and was like,
here it comes.
You pull! And he's like, uh-huh. Fine. Although after a few rounds of mead, we went to the archery range. That was awesome.
Oh, dear.
Hunter was just like every which way. I'm like, it's like 10 feet away. So you're just like, point forward. Release. Point forward. Release. He's like, you can knock those pretty quick. I'm like, yeah, I've done this before. And considering I could probably throw the arrow at the target and hit it.
Yeah, harder than the bows will launch it. They're like 5 pound.
I actually accidentally broke one of the bows because I pulled back and it went snap. I'm like, what just happened?
Oops.
I couldn't even pull back. Like my arm, I could go like this. I couldn't even get a full draw off of it.
It was like a little Cupid bow then.
It was. I was like, I'm going to shoot someone in the ass, and they're going to fall in love, damn it.
So, do we want to either do more discussion-y stuff, or another round of movie bluff, or do we want to do
build
a round
title.
Of build a title?
You want to do a build a title? Yeah, let's do a round of build a title.
Yeah, let's do that.
It'd be fun. So, Dave, who is so enthusiastic to do
a
build
do you
a
have
title,
a starter?
What do you want?
Yes.
What do you want to do?
I do...
Something fun. A good title for building off of that has words in it.
Let's go with, you know what? Because it's been stuck in my head now, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Okay.
Oh.
So do we, Kia, do you know how to play build a title?
Adam explained it to me, yes.
I gave her the rundown.
Do you want to start going your direction, or do you want to send it my way to...
I'd like to send it your way.
Okay. So I have to think of something that ends in eternal, or something that begins with mind, or... Well, there's not really a... Go like that. Eternal. It. Eternal or it... It.
It's eternal. It depends on how you...
Yes,
yeah,
eternal.
It
is said
eternal.
Both ways in colloquial English.
Because finding something that ends with it, or the sound it, sound is a little bit easier than eat. Or, well... I mean, eat isn't... So, it.
A large portion of my brain's processing power right now, actually, is going toward replicating the theme from The Munsters in my mind right now.
Oh, now you're getting it in my head. And it comes up the stairs.
So, deal with that, Dan.
That might actually help me out. Oh, aha.
Uh-huh. Well done.
Thank you. So I'm going to go with Stick Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Stick It?
It was a movie about gymnastics.
Oh,
and
God.
Later an ABC Family TV show.
Which I don't understand how they made a show out of it.
I don't know either. I just remember the pose of the girl on the cover. It's just like, yeah. That really was it. It's like, okay, so there are ladies in it, and they're wearing leotards, and I assume gymnastics, and that's all I really have. So Stick Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I think better when I multitask.
That's great.
Stick.
Or stay.
Or mind.
Yes. See, every mind one that I was thinking of, mind was at the end as well.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Oh, never mind. Thank you. You are so helpful. Though it's a horrible answer at the same time. I can't get the idea that you just basically gave me out of my head because it's just...
Excellent. So don't fuck it up, Adam.
Stick Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind the Gap.
Okay. Where were you going with
is
it?
Is there a mind movie freak called Mind the Gap?
Damn it.
If you're questioning it, Katie can IMDb it.
What did you have? Did you have something?
But if mind I question
freak.
It,
mind
do
freak.
I have to do
exactly.
something else?
And
if it's not a real thing, this isn't movie bluff anymore. If it's not a real thing, then...
You're dead.
Then I am out.
Yes.
But it is a real movie. I'm looking over Katie's shoulder.
Oh, neat.
So...
Yep. It came out in 2004.
Oh, wow.
So it's Stick Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind the Gap to you. So you have to come up with something that begins with gap or app or any... full syllable that you can pull out of there, mm-hmm. or something that ends with stick or stit or something.
Mm-hmm.
Bum, ba-dum. Now it's just stuck in my head. I can't escape.
Somebody
it.
YouTube it.
We shall take a brief break to appreciate the Munsters television theme.
Instead of thinking, getting more oxygen to my brain.
Oh, from updating the calendar?
It's not working.
Nice.
I was going to say digital editing will add this in magically.
This is good. This is better than the Jeopardy music. I'm sorry, dudes. I cannot think of anything.
Well,
so you may. I will hand it on to you.
It's always fun to come up with stuff when it's not your turn, anyway. So.
Yeah. So
it's stick it. Ahead. Stick Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind the Gap.
Yes.
That's where we're at.
Okay. See, now I'm going to stick.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's too bad that it wasn't Mind Freak that came out of that.
Yeah.
Because there are a couple answers that could have gone off of that easily.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. Obviously.
Yeah. Mind Freak. That's all I could hear. That Because they did the Robot Chicken one where they mixed Mind Freak and Harry Potter.
Oh, God.
It was pretty good. And they actually just did a Phineas and Ferb where they did a weird version of Mind Freak.
Huh.
Damn it. No, that's not right. Balls.
I just remember, like, an amateur, whenever I think of Mind Freak, there was, like, some YouTube video of these guys who did a prank of it where it was where it was the same two guys in a series of like four videos that this Chris Angel,
but it wasn't Chris Angel, it was what's his name, the other David Blaine.
Yeah,
it was fake David Blaine,
where he would do something horrible to them with magic and then stare at the camera.
Yeah,
and they'd be like, oh, how did you do that? Ah, I'm terrified. Ah,
Cheez-Its. those were pretty funny. But then they tried to introduce another magician, because there's a series of like three or four of them, and then they introduced another guy and he was messing with David Blaine and it just didn't work, unfortunately.
Damn it.
Got something, Dave?
I do not. I'm completely blanking. I think my mind is cooked.
Mind freak. I think the humidity makes our thoughts go slower.
Yeah, no, it's last time we taped an episode when it was this warm, everyone was just like, I can't think of anything. Like, make it cold.
Okay.
It does make you a bit lethargic.
I'm putting this out there, but I can't remember if it's the specific name of the movie or not. But it's Mind the Gap. So I played with App.
Yep.
So Appointment with the Vampire.
Interview.
Interview, damn it.
Yeah.
Appointment with the Vampire. Let me get you on his schedule.
Yeah.
Does 12:30 p.m. or a.m. sound good?
Valiant try, though.
Well, yeah. You suck. That's the point.
I want to suck your blood sometime between 10:30 and 11:30.
I'm here to see Dr. Acula.
Dr. Acula.
My friend said he sucked. Your turn, Dan.
Yeah.
Scrambled them brains.
Because the first thing I thought of was Joe's apartment, trying to get that app thing.
I thought of that too, but it's like
Joe.
Apartment.
Oh.
It's
Mind the Gap apartment.
It's just Dan and me now.
It is.
Yes, it is. Enjoy. This has been another exciting bonus track.
Well, yeah, stick and gap don't really.
Sorry, I was just making
sounds.
That was
weird.
You
kept thinking of aperture
science. Yeah, I was thinking about aperture science too, because it's in Portal. Katie, kids at home, Katie was thinking about aperture science.
That's where I went.
We do what we must because we can. Aperture science.
Oh my god.
The cake is a lie.
Shoot. So I'm going to go with
The
Majestic Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind the Gap.
Well done.
Oh.
Shit.
So, the Gap. Majestic.
Yeah, that works.
Isn't it the... It is the
Majestic.
Well,
we drop us and those and all that stuff because
nice.
There's so few things that end in the...
That's what I was... Yeah.
True.
Good. Good. Majestic.
It's a great picture of your dad.
Yes, and he is itching to get back on the show. Yeah, but he said that he'll only do it if Gooey can come.
So he's never coming back?
No, I was going to say you should reach out to him, but Wheels just bailed on Facebook.
Yes, he did.
Much.
Basically, so. Didn't like it. It probably didn't really, you know, either you don't have anything to post, or you don't care what people are posting about, or whatever. So, yeah, I'll shoot him a message about it. 7th.
And now it's on tape.
Is it? If she listened to a bonus track, I'll be surprised.
She gains power from it. Kids at home only know what Katie is saying when I tell them what she is saying. Or somebody else does.
I wasn't saying bad things about Gooey.
Katie's intimidated by Gooey.
It's out there now.
Anyway.
Any thoughts for Majestic Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind the Gap?
No, because I'm hot and I'm tired. I don't want to go home.
Dan wins!
Yay! I'm validated.
Hooray, Dan.
Just like parking.
Oh,
It's really hot out. I don't care. I can make bad jokes, too.
That's right.
I was going to say, I can smell your whiskey from here.
Yes, yes. It's
amazing.
It's nice. And I feel so classy because
you're drinking out of a wine
glass.
You're
drinking it from a wine glass.
Two gingers?
What kind is it? Two gingers.
I wasn't feeling like 12-year Jameson classy. Yeah.
That would cook your insides tonight.
No, that stuff is fantastic.
Oh no, I'm just saying it's too hot for something that.
Oh, it doesn't bother me.
Oh,
he's Irish. Yeah. So thus concludes a
quick post episode bonus track thingy.
Yeah.
Because it really is kind of hot.
Mm-hmm. It's very warm. Very warm indeed.
Agreed. And his mic stand's making a break for it.
It's because somebody's sandals are acting as a raised leg for it.
That would be my sandals over there.
Yes.
That explains it.
The mic stand wasn't there when I put them down.
Sure.
Yeah, I have been moving the mic stand around a little bit. It's okay.
Yeah. Goatee.
Wow.
Voila. Yeah,
is it over?
Pretty much. Power behind them. Thanks for coming.
Bye bye.
Thanks again, wonderful guests.
Oh, woo. I was very proud the other day. I was validated by knowing Emma Otter's Jug Band Christmas. I was in Hot Comics, and this guy's like, "Dude, have you seen this Muppet movie?" Stop.